Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shade, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap, and your smooth R&B for the ladies. So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have. The finest on the internet. Why you smoking up on that dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, like
what they play on the radio in to replace what goes on for Christmas. Just ain't no more silent night, joy to the world. All the women Christmas are gone. Where are all the mangers at? Where are all the little babies in the manger? Where are the babies? Where are the babies? That's kind of like what they call not politically correct anymore. No, because it offends others. Therefore, you can't talk about Jesus without offending others. Except they can talk about their religion or the lack thereof. And if you discuss that with them or want to say something to them about it, then you're not being woke, you're being disrespectful to what they believe. They can desecrate what you believe in. But please don't come for them, because you are such phobia, a phobic, a hater, you're a this, you're a that. So you ain't even allowed to love the reason for the seed. And look, Rich, did I feel Christmas? What happened? It only comes once a year. And yes, I know Jesus wasn't born in no manger, in no snowstorm, or none of that. He didn't have a sled, none of that. But it's the symbolism. Everything does not have to be literal for it to mean. Jesus born that the Bible say is, this is what I learned. I could be wrong, but this is what I learned in the summer. But who cares? If he was born in the summer or the winter, he was born. And the whole thing about Christmas, to me, I thought Christmas kind of was about family, gifts, regardless if they came from the mall or they went and took the macaroni that they stole out the kitchen and made some damn throwing with the damn Cheerios, the popsicle sticks, and the goddamn macaroni, the macaroni, then now y'all can't have macaroni for dinner, but that's your Christmas gift. Y'all know, it used to be that them kids, man, I got a whole big old collection of them. Them mamas, y'all know what I'm talking about. you get Christmas and you can't get so excited and everything about Christmas. And your kids show up and, well, I got you some for Christmas. We made some in school. I made you something. I made you something. Ooh, And you already know what it is because they done wrapped it up in that little thin green paper with the little string on it. You know the one they always bring every year. Some of the kids, they got the bird cages, the God help them, the clay ashtrays and the animals you can't quite define what they are or who made it. Why, you know, you just, oh, this is so special. They be like, Mama, what is this? That's the $100,000 question. I don't know, and I don't know till you tell me. And then we both know. Shout out to all those that are tuning in on Blog Talk. but it just was like, I miss Christmas. I miss the snow days, the school. And yeah, I've been at school for a long time. I'm just reminiscing, you know. But y'all remember the snow days, the days where you walked home from school and had snowball battles. I'm from the PJs, and even in the project, we made igloos too. We had snowball battles too. We lived like everybody else. So, yeah, we look forward to Christmas. My mom used to make kind of Christmas plays, all kind of different stuff at the church. But it just seems like all those things that make Christmas special. It's sad because Christmas is about love and sharing and caring and children, laughter and happiness and family. I won't even get into the religious aspect of it. I won't even go there. I won't. But just based on the basic stuff, just the basics. Those things are where we are slacking and lacking in humankind. And without it, what kind of world are we going to have? I think I thought about even those who don't believe in God or Jesus or whatever you may feel. You still got family. Holidays still matter. Days still matter. They're more than just a day off of work. And by the way, those who don't appreciate a holiday, don't utilize that day. Stay at work or at school or whatever it is you were doing if you don't appreciate that day. Understand that why celebrate something that you don't believe in? You're taking advantage. I guess, you know, people take advantage all the time of several things, but don't take advantage of a religion, whether it be Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist. non-denominational membership has its privileges. Let those who are members be a part. And those who don't, just call back. Let those who enjoy holidays enjoy them for the right reason. It seems like nowadays they want you to enjoy it for something else. I don't want to enjoy Christmas for the sake of the toy. I don't want to enjoy Christmas for the sake of whatever. And that's not what I want to do. I want to enjoy Christmas because the sake of the fact that I love Christmas. I love Christmas lights. I like the feeling, you know, chestnuts. Have y'all ever had chestnuts roasting on an open pie? I haven't. It sounds warm and toasty all in your belly and everything. But I ain't never tried no chestnuts, chia nuts, hip nuts, and no other nuts roasting on an open fireplace to have their place in the holiday, in Christmas. I mean, there's certain symbolisms that just bring out the best in you during that season. Things like eggnog, spiked apple cider, s'mores, snowmen, Christmas trees, angels, mangers, sleds, children laughing. All of those things symbolize things of Christmas and things that make you happy. Entertaining at that time of year. Now, things that bring me down at Christmas. High price. Bosses who don't let you go shopping. I'm sorry, people. I got caught up in my own world. Bosses who don't let you get off so you can shop. Bad things about Christmas. Traffic jams. I do not like traffic jams, and they're always a hassle at Christmas. Don't like that. What else don't I like? Oh. Bad roads. Bad roads lead to bad drivers, which leads to car accidents. There is so many accidents during the Christmas season. Worst time of the year, though, because everybody broke. If you ain't, you will be. If you ain't, you're lucky. Can I borrow? Can I borrow some dollar? Can I hold something? Can I hold something? I'm just saying, sometimes we got to go back. Don't make it about money. Can you go and give a gift from the heart? Seriously, give a gift from the heart. All gifts from the heart don't always cost money. Excuse me, you guys. I'm so sorry. This medicine I am on got me just too much of too much. But don't judge me. Pray for me. Don't judge. Pray for me, all right? But, you know, whether it be for your significant other, for a parent, a child, a neighbor, a teacher, Sunday school teacher, or your boss, do something different. Give something from the heart. You got Secret Santas at work. It's a $10 limit, $5 limit. You got gifty things in your family or amongst friends or whatever. There's a limit there as well. But you know what? You know what? Gift from my heart ain't got to cost. It doesn't have to cost. All it costs is time and attention. No more, no less. No more, no less. And you should always want to be the one in the giving. Christmas is about giving. Everybody, I wonder what you gonna give me. How many of y'all got that kid or sister or somebody that you know always, or me, is always saying, what you gonna give me? I want something. But understand that if you are a receiver, make sure that you're on the giving hand as well. Realize you cannot always expect something for nothing. Holidays included. Holidays included. Don't expect nothing for something for nothing. Freedom ain't free. So if freedom ain't free, women should think that people work for free just to take care of you. They don't. They don't. So seeing that they don't, try giving. Sometimes when you give, you'd be surprised who gets back. And even if you don't get back in the physical sense, the satisfaction of bringing joy. Joy to the world. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Bringing joy. Bringing happiness. And that's what giving does. So give from the heart. Because the heart can't go wrong. And when you give from the heart, people feel it more. They understand you more, they appreciate you more, and they look forward to seeing you again. So with that being said, we're going to take a minor break. It is right at 9 o'clock, so we're going to take a break for just a moment, and we will be right back.
Republicans, I think.
Radio. What's good, man? It's your boy, Young Mac, representing that Indiana, Mississippi, and you know what it is. NTF, stand up. And when I can't find anything on the radio, I depend on LLBP, Little Ladies with Big Pumps. How you doing, Miss Jackson? I see you, baby. And I got you locked in, and I'm pumping your station. The hottest internet radio station now. Let go.
Let go. Let go.
Addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Moving side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groovy love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead and show that groovy love. Go ahead. You know that groovy love. Go ahead and show that groovy love. Go ahead. You know that groovy love. Yeah. She do it for the time being. Addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groovy love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead and show that groovy love. Go ahead. You know that groovy love. Go ahead and show that groovy love. Go ahead. You know that groovy love. She don't care if they hate me. She be twerking for payments. I'm thinking got a last name Grace, first name amazing. Got that GL, pink smell, Vicky, secret type. First class, front row, that's a private life. Dashing and dining. Never spinning, just adding. I can tell you, you surviving. Stay waiting, never just asking. You ever drove in the ass of me, neither. We started laughing, I captured a feature like taking a
said you taking me home. I smiled and looked back and said you ever been to Rome. I'm trying to be your J and you B, that shit's it. Twisting on your body like your wrist, sticking to your body like tattooed is. She said it ain't Christmas, but rapping is my gift. North Pole on my jewelry, hello Saint Nick. I don't deal with the foolery, that's why you got picked up. She do it for the time being, addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Moving side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groupie love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Yeah, she do it for the time being, addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Moving side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groupie love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Got the devil in her eyes, sell her soul for a prize. She be dying for the cash, I'm surprised she's still alive. Dress fitting like it's painted, made it to my dressing room. I don't know how you did it, but for doing it, that's major boo. Heels to the stick, walk on 10. Body of a goddess made me bring together both hands. Amen. Say a prayer for her, real talk, this life ain't for everyone. Put that on everything. She at the plane when I'm getting off. Sex ain't the same as flame, don't you cut that fan off. Sweating like we losing weight, do it for a second date. This ain't a game, but if it was, you made the greatest play. All I know is this is not forever. You might meet someone better, but for right now it's whatever. Caught you by your broken feathers, ain't you out of heaven. Oh, I can feel your pressure. She do it for the time being, addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Moving side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groupie love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Yeah, she do it for the time being, addicted to the lights like a crime scene. Moving side to side with her hands all on her hips. I can tell it's groupie love, cause she aiming to get rich. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Go ahead and show that groupie love. Go ahead, you know that groupie love. Yeah.
Yeah, out it. Mr. Honey Bands. Wham, 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 wham.
My partner just called. He said, like, can I get a deal? And he left for the 9-9 flat for a pound. He bring fresh $100 bills. See, I got all 5 numbers. Open this off, cause nigga, I'm good. I got the 08 thing, I don't drain no more. I just used to conceal my drugs. One more strip, Kush left, and these 13s just right. Got a whole meal about drug sex. Shit, a 10-1 just might. Got a mid-grade in my stash house. Don't fight, be slack. If a drought come, then I'm on one, and everybody know that I'm tech. Won't tell a nigga no singles. Won't 12 back for my zip. Look at the soda, little water roll. Making money back when you flip. Don't forget to do on that sale. Got extras off of that pot. Won't put the sauce for too much. Just enough to make the shit lock. Put the price right, then I'm over. I'm pulling down to my under. I'm up parole with my L back, so I gave the keys to my brother. Hit the highway, bump it, boost. Gotta switch the 50-step perk. My trash slapping my phone numbers. I'm known for boosting that work. Said I got work, 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 work. Put me in work, 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 work. Said I got work, 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 work. I'm just good at flake. Make this pity shake. Said I got work, 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 work. Put me in work, 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 work. Said I got work, work, work.
You can show me 10,000, I laugh. That ain't no real money, you broke. I ain't making a quarter million, I'm dope. Why would I leave this rap game alone? When I can make a million rap about coke. My show money, it's dope money. Got work, bruh, I can blow money. In the machine, it's like the whole world's alone. Like a young niggas better hold for me. I got
what it do, it's your boy Jay Twice, president of ATM World Entertainment. I'm reporting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now, and you're listening to Miss Jackson on LLBP Radio. What up, Naptown? Yeah.
Hey, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am happy to see y'all. Sorry, I'm having issues with my camera here. But I am glad to see you guys in our little second half. I'm on medicine. Excuse me for those who are seeing me like, why is she sweating so bad? I am on a new medication, so it is causing me all kinds of side effects. Y'all know it's something about the damn side effects that always mess you up. People pay attention. When people start, the doctors start giving you medications, start saying, you need this and you need that. Have you ever seen them commercials that say, are you depressed? Are you having back pain? Is this your mood swing? Are you having trouble sleeping? They will come up with Sidney Lemery and things wrong until they hit. Something wrong with your 1-8. Then they got you. Now all of a sudden, now they got you on this medicine, that medicine, this and that medicine. You be like, damn, I didn't know that kind of stuff was wrong with me. And what makes it worse than that? The motherfucking they be listening to the commercials and stuff, and they be like, may cause dizziness, nosebleed, may cause this, may cause that, and serious side effects may cause death. You're like, wait a minute. Damn, I just got dead. I just got indigestion, or I just cut my leg, or I'm a little bit sad. Why do I got to take all these medicines that might cause me? The side effects sometimes are actually worse than the freaking illness, disease, infection, or whatever you have in the first place. You find yourself taking some medicine, and then you'll take some medicine for the medicine. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taking some medicine to counter some medicine that you took? That's my life. I take medicine sometimes just to counter some other medicine. I found myself trying to, I'm just going to half dose this medicine so it don't fuck me up real, real bad. It don't work. It don't work. None of that stuff works. It's crazy how they'll have you all messed up, just over something simple. If you got gas, don't take you some baking soda and vinegar or something. Stop doing all the extra stuff. It's just what it is, folks. It's extra. A whole lot of these medications that we taking nowadays, we taking simply because why? I tell you why. We hard-headed. We as people, and I'm not going to put that on a color, a gender, a religion, or none of that. We hard-headed. We do not take care of ourselves. We like, if I got to die, I might as well die happy. Yeah, we got to die, and I want to die happy, but I don't want to die tomorrow. Goddamn, self-control. You can't always get what you want. You can't. You can't always get what you want. But try to get what you need. Sometimes what you need is take you a whole lot further than all these wants that we had. I'm going to say that one more again for those in the back row. Sometimes the things that you need and you need to prioritize, things that you need, will take you a whole lot further, a whole lot safer, and a whole lot healthier than the things that you just want. Because I tell you what, I be wanting some ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant. And I be wanting some ice cream or a shake so freaking bad. I be like, oh my God, it just smells. And you see all the whipped cream and the cherries and the chocolate and the sprinkles and stuff. And the shit looks fantastic. I'm talking about, yes, yes. No. Not so much. But it's the motherfucking side effects that make me say no. I want it, but I don't need it. I want it, but I don't need it. Now what I need, I don't even want that. Have you ever been there? I need to drink more water. Don't judge me, pray for me. I need to drink more water. But I don't like water. It's nasty. It don't have no flavor. There's nothing special about water other than its nutritional value. Or in the middle of the summer when it's 1,000 degrees and it just quench your thirst. I don't like water. But that's what I need. A lot of times we go for what we want, even if it's bad for us. Even if it hurts, we'll go for what's bad for us. Rather than go for what's good for us, what'll make us better. And we do that not just about food. We do it about relationships, about clothes, shopping, all of that stuff. A lot of times we go and buy the outfit. We don't need that mess, ladies. We are culprits of that. We don't need this and the third, but you want it so bad. But then when that light bill do, when that water bill do, or when you get it and find out that you look a damn fool, man.
Then what? Give it to me.
You knew you needed a pair of work shoes, work pants, a shirt for dress. You need to get your hair did, whatever it was. Pay that light bill. Stop doing what you want. Do what you need. Prioritize in your life and lifestyle. Because sometimes them side effects will fuck you up. Yeah, you look real cute in that dang on Balenciaga or that Billy suit, pink suit. But you can't tell because you ain't got no light. Those are side effects. You have to make conscious decisions. Bad decisions are made daily. Bad decisions are made daily that are detrimental to your health, your mentality, and your happiness. Your peace of mind. My God, I'm sorry, people. I just, news just flashed across my phone where a Florida police officer that was working in school security just killed three families. 6 days on Christmas. Killed three family members. And they wonder why Christmas gone. Because they took it away from them. They stealing the joy. So if you're a happy person, such as myself, if you are a happy person, this message is for you. Give love. Give love on Christmas. Give joy on Christmas. As a matter of fact, give it year round. Don't just make it a holiday thing like the New Year's resolution. The New Year resolution. I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to do this year. You'll never get it done, but it sounds good. It don't even sound good no more. You just sound like a damn probably want to crack her ass shit. If you're a loving person, give love year round. If you're a kind person, give kindness year round. Happy people make the world go round. And you know what the best part about happiness is? They have the best side effect. Because it might make somebody else smile. It might make somebody's day. It may change their life, their future, or their temporary emotion. Ain't nothing wrong with giving something good. Ain't nothing wrong with giving love. So, if you have your Christmas tree up, or if you're celebrating Christmas, or you giving all these expensive gifts, or you sitting there waiting on your turn to come for your gift. When you're buying all this stuff, please remember the reason for the season. And for people like me, who are the Grinches of Christmas this year, check on us and find out why we just grumpy. Me, my grumpy probably is empty nest syndrome because all my babies are grown and gone. So there, the Christmas thing, I don't know. It's still there. I just got to dig for it. So make sure you brighten somebody else's day. You never know who can use a smile on their face. A little cheer in their heart. It go a long way. I'm going to work on mine. I'm going to put up a tree. A little Charlie Brown tree. Just for the sake of having a tree, maybe getting into the spirit. I love it because I am from the heart. I do believe in giving gifts. So I'm going to give my little gifts or whatever. But I don't know. Maybe the side effects will be the blessing that I need. May you be also a blessing to someone else. Take time and make someone's day. I say it all the time. Be a bearer of good gifts. Be kind to others. And love one another. YOLO, people, you only live once. But you got to lose. Being kind don't hurt. It's when you don't be kind is when it hurts. So be kind, love one another, and don't forget the reason for the season. I want to say to my people, they tell us to say happy holiday or whatever. I wish the hell I would say happy holiday to my people. I would say with a loud and proud voice, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you individually and collectively. Merry Christmas. That is the reason for this season. So I say Merry Christmas to you, and I hope that you send the Christmas greetings back as well. And make sure you check on your loved ones. And you guys, I would love to stay here longer and rant about what I got going on with this Christmas thing. But my, unfortunately, this medication needs a counter medication. And the counter will go ahead and probably make this one worse. So with that being said, I am going to give up the microphone for the evening. And I'm going to go and lay down this medication. And get ready for a fresh day at work. So to all my working class people, rise and grind. To all my people that stay home, be the best, whatever it is you do at home, be the best you can be. With that being said, God bless you. Be safe. Love one another. Have a safe holiday. Have a safe weekend. Christmas has not come yet. For all those who still have gifts to buy, 6 days or five and a half shopping days left till Christmas. To all those who have not to be here, God still gonna bless you for your good intentions and your good heart. So be of good cheer. Tidings of good joy and happiness. And may God bless you on this holiday. I will not hear from you guys again until after Christmas. So may Christmas be something special and you get something that means something to you, even if it's just love and happiness. With that being said, I'm going to give a shout out once again to DJ Mo Hype for helping me out in the studio this evening, for each one of you guys to comment in, those tuned in. Appreciate you individually and collectively. I hope you'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/MissJacksonLLBP or at nibbyradio.com. Again, nwbeatradio.com. With that, God bless you and good night.